first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Podcast. We are in the Slug and Lettuce, a change of scenery today. Drinks have just arrived.
That's the waitress getting a little bit of the podcast action.
Yes, and there's a lovely pint of Guinness has just arrived, so I shall be supping on that as we go. Number 13 we're on. 30 shows, a landmark, the big 3-0. We'll kick off. We're going to have two questions this week. Mike only knows about the first one, but it's fine. What is your all-time best moment as a football fan? And the other question, which we'll move on to in a minute, is what's your worst? But Mike, what's your best?
It's hard to pinpoint just one, obviously.
Okay, we'll move on. Sorry, what's yours?
Obviously, there's lots about Gillingham that I won't go into, because I'm sure they'll get covered by Cy and Jim.
Yeah.
Champions League finals, go without saying, especially John Terry's slip-up, couldn't happen to a nicer bloke. 2006-07 season, beating Everton and Liverpool, not controversially.
Have you been to Old
Trafford? Resiliently.
Would that be a highlight?
I've been to once. No, of course I've been to Old Trafford, James. They have many an open training session there.
They've got seats and all sorts now.
They do, yeah. More than can be said about Priestfield.
Oh, we've got seats. They might have a roof.
No, yeah, we've got no roof on one.
In terms of highlights, I've been at Old Trafford, I'll go for then. 2006-07 season, game against Wigan. We've bitten on the script, 3-2 win, but beforehand Chelsea threw away a lead against Reading to draw, and that was when you felt the title was turning. In terms of England, one of my favourites, I mean, people we talk about England and Argentina, mine was the 2005 friendly, which was a brilliant game, 3-2, and I watched it in a great atmosphere in the pub, stands out. But one I would go for, I don't really want to say it after yesterday, Liverpool 4, Newcastle 3. Helped United win the title in 96. Fantastic game. I was 9 at the time. In fact, I was 8 at the time.
Yeah.
And it just stands out as one of the first times I watched football just open mouth.
It was an incredible football match.
Jim. Have you been to the dentist?
No. You've seen my dentistry, James.
That's a posh dentist. You've got a TV screen showing Sky Sports.
Hey, I do agree though. That there's some games that just transcend boundaries, don't they? Where you're just like, oh, yeah. Football is amazing. There's a lot of games
where
you think football
games
is
a bit
shit.
Like that. Wolves versus Tottenham, which we'll talk about in a bit.
Yeah.
But what's your best moment as a football fan, Jim? Yours and mine might overlap a little bit. Yeah?
Possibly. Watching your club team play at Wembley is a big, big thing.
Yeah.
So watching my club team play at Wembley for the first time in 98 was good. In terms of watching England, I watched them in the World Cup for the first time in Germany. I didn't actually have a ticket for the game. I managed to scrounge a ticket for England, Trinidad. So actually being in the ground and watching England playing their World Cup final. Plus, when you're out there, you get caught up in it all as well. I thought that game was tremendous.
Came away,
you know. I had loads of texts saying, "Oh, that was a shit." And then this season, being out in South Africa, there was a time. It was the day before we played. Who did we beat in the group stages? Slovenia. Mm. It was the day before we beat Slovenia. I was on a beach in Port Elizabeth. Playing football with about 30 little South African kids from Port Elizabeth, and I remember just thinking it was hot sunshine as well, even though it was their winner. I just remember thinking, this is alright, this is alright. I'm at the World Cup, England are crap, but I'm having a good time. I was with a load of locals playing football on a beach. It's just like football does bring people together. I was like,
it does.
Cool. That'd be about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, my best moment as a football fan, I've got two. One was the year that Gillingham went up at Wembley. The year before is the year that we got done by Man City in that infamous game where Marty Halsey added 5 minutes of injury time on. We were 2-0 up.
So can we still call him a wanker?
No, probably not.
To him, I've got nothing but admiration for him from a football perspective, but yeah. I still think he's a bit of a wanker.
For that day?
Yeah, for putting 5 minutes of stuff.
Yeah.
End of a game.
We scored twice in the last 10 minutes to go 2-0 up. 5 minutes of stoppage time. They scored two in stoppage time. Then we we lost on pens. That killed me, that game.
That was back in the day as well when there was only three subs.
Yes.
So there was only three subs names, three subs used, and there was never any 5 minute stoppages. There was like stoppage time was either 1 or 2 minutes always.
No,
I remember a few games finishing early back in the 90s.
Exactly.
Yeah. 89 and
we just call it quits on the 88th minute. To add on 5 minutes was absolutely outrageous. Yeah. That's why he's a wanker.
But the following year we got into the playoffs again. We got to the final again, and we were losing in extra time. We put on two subs
against 10 men.
Against 10 men, yeah, we were losing. Put on two subs. Both of them scored with their head in the last 5 minutes of extra time, and when that winning goal went in, it's probably the most euphoric I've ever been in a football ground in my life. But the other great moment, you touched upon it, going to the World Cup. I went to the European Championships in 2004 in Portugal, and I was in Porto. England weren't at Porto, they were in Lisbon. But the fun I had in that week was just amazing. We watched Germany v Holland, we watched Italy v Sweden, we watched Germany v Latvia, and partying with the Dutch every night.
Good times.
It was fantastic, and probably the best fun I've had.
Was it hot as well?
It was stinking hot. Yeah.
I bet you came back red, didn't you?
Well, to be fair, I did quite well in.
I could just see Sion of like a handkerchief, like proper English abroad.
I'm getting images of the old Harry Enfield sketch. I remember with the Scousers and one of the tan lines of the old Foursquare. I can imagine that with a Gillingham shirt tan lined onto you.
I got adopted as an honorary Dutchman. It was fantastic. But that was our best moments. What about your worst moment, Mike?
Sunday. Saturday was lovely. I went to the pub. I took the girlfriend out for dinner. We went to Sainsbury's, picked up a nut roast. Went home watching the National Lottery. It was lovely. Sunday wasn't so good, which I'm sure we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
Worst moment as a football fan. Last day of the 94-95 season. Yeah. Where a 7-year-old. And then a week later, my Evertonian dad celebrating them winning the FA Cup against us.
Yeah.
To the point my mum refused to cook.
Pull right out,
yes. Yeah. I remember it painfully well. To be honest, following England, there's been far too many bad moments.
Yeah.
Northwich Vicks have had a fair few over the last few years, to the point of when they were getting locked out the ground. That was one of the worst.
Yeah.
But I would say my very worst has got to be Manchester City 3, Man United 1. Last game at Main Road. Heartbreaking, being outplayed by, at the time, a very mediocre side, and then nearly breaking my foot, kicking a chair in fury.
Oh, I've got to say, this, and this is in no way having a go at you, but the difference in low points to people who support teams who do well all the time is like, oh, we lost the cup final once.
You got to a cup final in the first place.
Football's relative, obviously.
I had this the other day.
We'll move on to Jim's worst moment.
Well, that's why I had to throw in Northwich Vicks nearly on bus, because that is genuinely bad, and something that Gillingham I don't think have faced.
Sitting there watching the game yesterday with an Arsenal fan who was sitting in the corner before the game started, Man United game, bemoaning the fact that they haven't got Van Persie, they haven't got Fabregas. You're playing Champions League football and you're second in the league. Oh, you drop some points home to Sunderland, and not all your players are fit for Barcelona away.
There's always someone worse off than you, though, James, isn't there? Gillingham fans can probably scoff at people who support Plymouth who are looking like they'll go bust.
Ah, but we wouldn't know, because that was us.
Sorry, is that not Makalele?
It's Michael Essien.
Michael Essien.
It is, isn't it? That's Michael Essien.
Yeah, I've just, as Mike was turning away, I've just caught someone's eye in the corner and I've given him the look as if to say, I know that guy. It is.
Okay. I'd be very loudly said it and his girlfriend just looked over.
Alright, okay.
Bit weird now.
Michael, so, the unfriend of the show.
So basically Arsenal fans sitting there going, oh yeah, we're not going to have all our players fit for Chelsea, for Barcelona away. It's like, oh, shut up, you little idiot. One of my best moments was watching Gillingham at Wembley for the first time.
Yeah.
One of my worst moments was watching Gillingham at Wembley for the first time, for the reasons Sice just said. One of my worst moments was watching England at the World Cup. One of my worst moments was watching England at the World Cup, because we're shit.
Yeah.
The actual worst moment was actually another England moment. It was Euro 2008 qualifier away in Russia. I think I've talked about it on this show before. Moscow was just a dog of a place for the 3 days I was there. It was absolutely horrible.
It could be worse. You could support Wales and they never qualified for anything.
True. Well, we didn't qualify that year. But men, women and children just being beaten up outside a game. I was just like, what is this about? Like,
you want to try going to Tranmere Rovers?
I've been to Tranmere. I quite like Tranmere, actually.
It's a friendly club.
That's a proper mind your car, Mr. Club. I can't believe Mike Lessingham is just over there. It's absolutely brilliant.
Oh, dear.
I can't believe his girlfriend.
My worst moment was probably the year we got relegated at Nottingham Forest. We went into that game, or last season, actually. We've been relegated a few times. I've been there for most of them. Nottingham Forest, we needed to not win the game.
Eugene Bock.
Yeah, we needed to not win the game and also have four results go against us. We let in a stoppage time equaliser from a lad who I don't think had ever played since. Came on as a sub and volleyed it in the top corner from about
half
30
German,
yards.
Half Ukrainian, I believe.
Oh, it's a brilliant goal, to be fair to him. Chest volley, top corner, amazing goal. Then we stood there and the results came through. And the Nottingham Forest fans cheered every result. They were already down. But it's like, you know, you won the European Cup and they're celebrating our demise. We're killing them. Why are you cheering?
You've only ever won the Intercity Fairs Cup, haven't you?
I don't think we've even won.
Anglo-Italian?
I think the Kent Cup we've won once or twice, but that's about it. But yeah, no, very, very strange. And last season was the most depressing. We knew we were going down last season. It was the manner in which we went down. We lost 3-0 to a team that had already gone down. Completely gave up. Really disappointing. And it was the manner in which we went down that was so depressing. If we'd have given it a fight like we did the previous two times, it wouldn't have been so bad. But yeah, so that was the all-time worst moment. Weekend review time now. We'll get it out of the way quick. It's like pulling off a plaster, mate. Liverpool 3, Man United 1, your thoughts?
They deserve to win.
Yep.
I thought the game started out quite well. I thought both teams looked quite creative. And then we let in two silly goals. I mean, one was pure class from Suarez. He looks brilliant.
Yeah. It was amazing, wasn't it? It was just like, has he still got the ball?
Fantastic.
The only thing disappointing about it was that he didn't go in himself.
Yeah.
It took out sort of...
The other two goals were just terrible defensively.
Yeah.
Carragher should have been off. Raphael should have been off. And arguably Maxi should have been off.
Yeah.
But then arguably had Maxi gone off, Raphael wouldn't have put in his silly challenge. So,
yeah.
But there's no excuses. We didn't play well enough. I think our hardest game's out of the way now, so we've got...
One positive, plus Arsenal's game in hand is Spurs away. One positive for Man United, Smalling.
Yeah, Smalling's
looking class. He's absolutely class.
Smalling's looking great. Hernandez is scoring, and our goal difference is probably going to be quite crucial now, so every goal counts.
Three goals down.
Rooney looked really good as well, didn't he? Looked sharp. So
Rooney was playing.
Yeah.
He was absolute pony. He was absolute.
Did you hear the Ferguson interview afterwards?
He didn't do one.
Covering John Cage's 4 minutes 33 seconds.
He's not even talking to Man U TV now.
I know, ridiculous.
I know they're part owned by Sky, but still, that's
someone on Twitter said we're going to have a sweepstakes to see which other media outlet he's going to refuse to talk to, and he wanted to put £5 on CBeebies.
Yeah, I read it, so yeah, just ban those bastards.
I don't know, he's got some bad password in the night garden. They've slagged off Darren.
That Doran Explorer's questions are a little bit too much for him. But I don't know if any of you saw after that game Wolves 3, Spurs 3.
Yeah, I had a little watch.
Amazing game of football.
Hi-ho, Wolverhampton.
But before that, it was a really moving tribute to the late Dean Richards. He's only 2 years older than me, and he died this year. But the tribute at the game, it was real lump of the throat stuff. His wife came out onto the pitch with his two little lads. It really was incredible stuff, and it was done really, really well. And the game was a fitting tribute to him, because obviously he played for Wolves and Tottenham. And 3-3 draw.
I think a 0-0 poor draw would have been a fitting tribute to him.
Yeah.
Well, defender, I suppose you're right.
He did pop up with a few goals. Remember, he scored on his debut against United in that famous 5-3 game. But
yes, he did.
He should have been an England international had he not been so unlucky with injuries.
I think at the time he was a transfer record for
high speed
for an uncapped player. It was 8 million or something, I think they said. But the game yesterday was absolutely brilliant. Unfortunately, the referee probably stitched Wolves up a little bit. Alan Hutton should have been sent off for the penalty incident that Wolves scored, but he was allowed to stay on.
Yeah, how can you say that's not a, it's not a goal scorer?
No, I know. What are you
talking about? They're doing well recently, referees, aren't they? I mean,
well, Mark Clattenburg apparently is considering retirement as we speak, so I think that's a little bit harsh. He's just had two bad games.
Clattenburg, Dowd,
I actually thought, I mean,
Atkinson.
Yeah, I'll mention Dowd again in a second.
What's Ron done?
Well, you know, he refused to wear black.
Fair enough.
Oh, dearie me. But yeah, no, the game was superb. Wolves had a perfectly good goal disallowed in the last couple of minutes, but thankfully it didn't matter too much because Stephen Fletcher popped up. Little Matty Jarvis.
Great header as well.
Good cross. And then good header at the back stick. Headed it in. Really, really good goal. Great match. Arsenal obviously dropping the points at Sunderland.
Denver Bar scored again, everyone.
West Ham are flying, aren't they? 3-0, yeah. Was it?
I still think Stoke will get relegated.
You think Stoke will
I go? Think Stoke will get relegated. I've said that all season, I stand by it.
They've lost six away games on the trot.
They are...
should have signed Denver Bar, shouldn't they?
Well, they tried to, and they turned him down based on his medical. He failed his medical. Because they interviewed him afterwards, and they said, how close were you to joining? He was like, that close? He's like, I'm basically signed. They turned me down, so... But yeah, no, very, very interesting weekend of football.
Here's a question for you. Are Chelsea not playing Blackpool tonight?
Yes, they are.
Then why is Michael Essien sat in a pub?
Because it isn't Michael Essien. It does not look like him.
It's
Michael. It does not look like him. No, his jaw's a bit more protruding than Essien. He hasn't got the underbite.
But I am.
Si, have you imagined that Michael Essien impersonator?
He's a plant, yeah.
We should come to the slug more often. I don't know why we keep getting him.
Spotting
celeb.
Yeah, spotting celeb. Right, normally at this stage... Oh, yeah, that'd be me. Thank you very much. Cheers, thank you. That's tartar sauce.
Oh, God, no.
The food has turned up, so I'm going to let Jim talk for a bit because he's got a newspaper in front of him and he looks like he wants to say something.
Also on the Wolves game, Jermaine Defoe scored his first goal in about 8 seasons from open play. As soon as he scored, I turned to my mate and was like, he'll score another now. You know when he goes on those little runs where he just starts smashing
he's
goals?
A confidence player.
Every time he gets the ball now, he's just going to start shooting, and it's what he does. It's just so much power in his little legs. Blast him. Absolutely love it. Moving out of the Premier League, Jimmy Bullard. 2 goals for Ipswich Town at Cardiff City.
Jimmy Bullard, you can't fault him for his...
The second one was a big old deflection, but I mean the first goal was a cracking little effort, and everyone in that league dropped points. QPR won, they beat Leicester, which is a massive win for them. Every team other than Leeds United in the top six, I think, either lost or drew, dropped points again.
I want to give a big up to my old school chum Nicky Maynard, who 3 starts, 3 goals since coming back from injuries, linked with Liverpool and Everton at the weekend.
Was he really?
Which may be paper talk, certainly for Liverpool, I think, after Suarez and Carroll.
Everton
would be a great club for him as long as he doesn't bet for it.
Yeah.
But he is looking very good. Many players when they come back from an injured knee like that struggle, but he's bang straight back into form.
Marlon King sent off as well. Back in the papers.
Can I mention my favourite game of the weekend?
Yahtzee.
Exactly. He's in League Two, Northampton Town 2, Shrewsbury Town 3.
Two goals.
It was a one match goal of the season contest.
That was my least favourite because it cost us the anchor. More on that later.
Oh, did it? Yeah, but 5 goals in that game. Every single one was struck absolutely brilliantly. Really, really good game. Superb performance from both sides. Proper game of football. Good goals.
Michael Jacobs scored both goals for Northampton.
Yeah.
The first one was
a rocket with a volley.
Like half volley.
The second one was even better.
The second one, he took his man on. He got a bit of luck with a dodgy touch. Took his man on, cut inside and passed the ball in. There wasn't that much power on it. He just passed it in from about 35 yards.
It was a bit like Defoe's second, but there was a run first.
Yeah,
it was a very good goal.
Absolutely amazing goal. Moving into League One as well, Bournemouth won again at home. They lost the manager, and I was thinking, right, they're going to start losing games now, start dropping points. They are still fun enough. They've got Southampton coming up. I think it's either midweek or on Saturday, so it's going to be a big old game. Big old game at the top there. Anything else?
I've actually got a favourite quote of the weekend.
Oh, go on.
Charlie Sheen has been in the press a lot recently for his witty, lucid remarks on all things. He was asked by The Sun who his dream British drinking partners would be. So there was Russell Brand, there was Amy Winehouse, there was Boris Johnson, and here's a guess. Who did he say this about? He's radical. I wouldn't fuck with him.
Jamie Carragher.
No.
Was he Richard Keys?
No. It was John Terry. Charlie Sheen would like to go drinking with John Terry. He'd presumably like to share his goddesses with him too.
And his porn family that he's trying to build.
Hey.
Right, at this stage in proceedings, we'd normally talk about our podcast 11. Seeing as A, we only got the blog up late last week, and B, there's only three of us.
Actually, at this stage, we'd normally do Stu the manager, but he's not here.
No. But Stu's actually with Dan and also the heartbreak kid Shawn Michaels on an orienteering trip.
Excellent.
Yes.
Interesting stuff.
No footballer this week.
No.
They did invite Peter Fear, formerly of Wimbledon, but he couldn't make it.
Peter Fear.
There's only three of us. We'll go back to the usual routine next week, I think, won't we?
Yeah, just so you know, the vote is on the website now. The four players you can vote for the centre midfield legend position are Bobby Charlton, Paul Gascoigne, Zico, and Zinedine Zidane. Each one has a video, so please do check those out. Well worth looking at. And cast your vote today. Please vote for Zico.
I watched the videos last night. The Bobby Charlton one's quite boring, but interesting.
Great hair.
It's got some quotes from Beckham and Fergie, which are quite interesting.
There you go.
The Brazil video is absolutely amazing. But it features Zico for about 2 seconds.
He sets up all the goals. Assist. Before you're looking at shots, mate, you're missing the bigger picture. Creative genius.
Who else have we got on there?
Gaza
video is amazing, although for some reason it's got Arnold Schwarzenegger at the start of it.
Well, there you go.
For no real reason.
If you want to see more on Gaza, go to the circus.
Some of those are amazing because of the tunes they pick as well. And it's got Easy Goods on the Gaza one, which is phenomenal for him. The Zidane one is brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. Stu's pick, I know, so I'm going to pick him with publicity. The video is really, it's amazing how
much are in it.
How many times he does the lollipop. He loves the little 360 turn.
He does.
Zidane.
He does.
Some of the goals on there are absolutely outstanding, mate.
It is good.
Absolutely outstanding. Michael Essien has left the building.
Yeah. But he's got to go to Blackpool, hasn't he?
So. I bet he's injured or suspended. That was him, mate.
We'll see if he lines up tonight. Because he ain't going to get to Blackpool in time now, is he?
I don't know.
A bit late.
Get on the tram. The Blackpool tram's run down here, don't they?
Airport could fly up there, I suppose. There's an airport at Blackpool. I flew there for
that
a church
way he's here.
So.
Interesting thing on Michael Essien. He sleeps for 16 hours a day. which I've seen quoted before. He just loves sleeping.
Who doesn't?
Right.
He wasn't asleep over there, he's chiping on sunburn.
Right, we'll move on to Who Are You, which brings in Mr. Staples, who has nothing on him.
No, I've got it next week, Edmundo.
This week you're doing Michael Essien, aren't you?
I started prepping the Edmundo one, and there was just too much that I want to cram into it. So we'll leave it for next week when we go back to our normal format.
All right, we'll look at the...
I have got an adopted team for you, though. Faceless United won a game.
Oi.
They beat Billericay Town, 1-0. Ollie Rowe scored after 43 minutes. They're up to 18th in the league out of 22. So
flying Europe, here we come.
You've got an update, haven't you, from our friends?
I've got two updates. I'll give you one. Here, Peterhead drew 1-1 with promotion chasing 4-4 this weekend.
Sure, considering Mike didn't want any food, he's doing alright on your chips, isn't
he? I know, my chips are disappearing pretty sharp.
I had one and dropped it.
You've had more than that. You've brought the mayonnaise over to you.
Chips and mayo. Peterhead drew 1 over 4-4. Connor Gethin's got the blue to the lead in the first half. Then the goalkeeper, Paul Jarvie, got injured. They had to replace him.
You got a bit of stick on Twitter last night for not updating Peterhead, didn't you?
I know.
I'm proud of that.
And unfortunately, they let in a goal in stoppage time. Ross Campbell with a last minute header to deny Neil Cooper's men all the points. So Peterhead, bad times, bottom of the league. They are bottom of the league. They're 7 points from safety, but they're only 1 point off the relegation playoff place in ninth. So at the moment, that's what they've got to aim for. So we've also heard from our friends in Croatia, NK Osijek. They emailed us this week. Lots lots of developments happening in Oss, yeah?
Are the fans still mental? Essentially mental.
I'm assuming they probably are, but basically what they do, their season's sort of split into group into sort of little sort of sections.
Yeah.
And their spring season has just kicked off. And they started that in 11th on 22 points. They've since moved up into 8th place on 26 points. They're only 6 points off 3rd, and they've got 10 games of the season to go, so they can still realistically get in there with a chance of promotion. They're playing a team I've been told not to try and pronounce, but I'm going to give it a go. It's called Hrvatski Dragovoljač, who are below them in the table.
Well there, mate.
Thank you very much. They're just below them in the table, so it's a winnable game. If they win that, they'll have taken 7 points from their last 3 games, and they'll be in good shape. They've signed 2 players. They've brought back two of their stars, who both played overseas. They've signed striker Goran Ljubijević and Marko Babic. Babic has got 49 caps for Croatia.
Local boy done good.
Yeah, played for Bayer Leverkusen, Hertha Berlin, Real Zaragoza and Real Betis. They both signed 18-month contracts and expected to make a bit of an impact, so hopefully they'll kick on and do the business this year. That was Peterhead, that was Osijek, and this is Northwich Victoria.
3 games, 1 win, 2 draws. A win in the cup against Skelmersdale, and then draws with Buxton and Matlock, who are both just above Vicks in the league. Still in 8th, remains the same story. Bearing in mind all the games are away this week, it's quite good though. Coming up, we've got Colwyn Bay at home, who were in 4th, but in the away leg earlier in the season, Vicks won 6-0. So, got something over Colwyn Bay. And then North Ferriby, who are currently 2nd, and drew 1-1 with Vicks last season, so that's away. Not looking too bad. It's going to be tight. It's going to come down to games in hand.
It's all these games in hand, isn't it? It's all over the place, isn't it? So
you don't know. End of the month, we'll have an idea.
Cool. All right, and we'll stick with you for a bit of pub ammo if we can.
Bit of pub ammo. Well, this week I was feeling rather intelligent, so I'm looking at our top 5 professional footballers. In that, I'm looking at footballers who've gone on or can work in another profession.
Okay.
Haven't we done this before?
No. I don't know.
Espen Bardsson came up for being a shitty trainer.
He came up for, yeah, that was part of the 90s Prem Stars.
Okay.
These aren't so much 90, well, some are, some aren't. I don't care. Number 5, Neil Webb. Didn't save his money very well. Formerly of England, Man United, Nottingham Forest. Became a postman. Can now be seen doing his rounds. Number 4, Gudni Bergsson.
Right. Gudni Bergsson, what a name.
Formerly of Bolton and Tottenham. Mm. Now a trained lawyer in Iceland. Number 3, who was born offside? Filippo Inzaghi. He's a trained accountant, as well as being a professional footballer.
Okay. Fair enough.
Number 2, famous Garforth Town footballer, Socrates. Of course, smokes 40 a day, is also a doctor.
He is.
So a very good one at
doesn't
that.
Doesn't take his own advice though, does he?
No, but hey, you don't need to when you're Socrates. And at number 1, Kevin Street, formerly of Crewe Alexandra, Northwich Victoria. He has 2 jobs. He's joint manager of Nantwich Town. Bit of trivia for you. My step-nan lives in Nantwich, owns the Peacock Stores. Go there for a sausage roll. He's also a priest.
Oh, that's nice.
So, I'm not sure how divinity and football cross over for him.
Training calls his goalkeeper Jesus.
I don't know.
I'll let you do the gag there.
Yeah. Gavin Peacock's another one. Mm. He's gone over to Canada, I think, to start a church.
Studying divinity, yeah.
Yeah, he's starting a church over there. And he was an absolute legend at our place as well. And a really nice guy.
Teribo West as well is a minister at a church.
And really? Such a million-dollar man.
$1 million on Ted
DiBiase. It's time to have a look at our weekend ACCA. So we start off with Mike. We didn't do very well, did we?
We did quite well. 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3 is not bad. Northampton let us down. The game we've already talked about, didn't we?
Yeah. So West Ham beat Stoke.
Who was the other one? Yeah, West Ham. Northampton.
Scunthorpe won.
Big win for Scunthorpe.
Parrot and Blue Week. And in the last few minutes, it was Shrewsbury who got the win over Northampton.
And you know where you went wrong there? No blue in Northampton.
No blue.
If you do on Claret and Blue again, I don't know who you would the pitch.
Sorry.
Hastings United, Claret and Blue.
How did they?
And they won.
Aston Villa.
I don't know if you can get them on Ladbrokes.
Yeah, you can. Of course you can.
Or Paddy Power, or whoever it is we're betting with. But by the way, if you are a bookmaker and you're listening to this, two questions. One, why?
Let me a
five. Two, if you want to help us out with our weekend acker, get in touch. banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. We're quite happy to have a little chat about a bit of betting action. Right, we'll move on to this week's podcast acker. Jim, who have you gone for this week?
Are we just doing it the three of us, alright?
Just the three of us.
It'd be a nice little tie. I'd really love it if we did win. And Stuart and Dan will be pissed that they didn't turn up and we've actually won.
I'm going to have to give them their monies.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go for Wickham at home to Stevenage. Wickham are playing Barnet away on Tuesday.
Okay.
I think they'll get a win there, and I think they're back up with another home win against Stevenage. Stevenage aren't too bad in the league, but Wickham are very good at home. So Wickham to win at home to Stevenage for me on Saturday.
Okay, right.
I'm going to go for Reading to beat Preston.
Yep, okay, that's pretty sound.
Where's
thought.
That at?
It's at Reading.
It's at the Magic
Majeski.
It's at the Magic Jetski Stadium.
Would have been a good game.
Would have been great if I could have said it. I'm staying close to home, mate. I'm going for Gillingham to beat Accrington Stanley at home.
Oh.
We've got a good home record, and I think we'll beat.
Not sure of a mapping you've done that or not, but
I'm always a bit wary of betting on my own side, but the way we're playing at the moment, I'm confident. So
we've got our game coming up tomorrow, which I'm going to get some audio footage from, actually.
Excellent. That's Southend United versus Gillingham.
Get some audio, boo, from Roots Hall. Lovely.
And if we're lucky, we might get the bill, please. Lovely, thanks. And what we'll do, we'll try and get my good friend James Wellham, who's a Southend fan, who may well be going to that game.
Yep.
We'll get the other side of the fence take from him as well.
Definitely.
So, that should be a good one. That's tomorrow, which will be today, if you're listening to this on the day of release. Class and arse, and that leaves it with you, Jim.
I'm going to do my arse first of all. You mentioned it earlier, the referee who disallowed the goal for the foul on the keeper in the Wolves game.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely hate it when a referee's always, you can guarantee, if the keeper's up there and it's like a 50-50 or something like that, and even if he doesn't get touched, always they will side with the goalkeeper, disallow the goal. Wolves should have won the game. Arse of the week is a Man United fan. Did you see that against Wigan?
Sorry, is that not class of the week?
This is class of the week.
You said arse of the week.
Alright, I've done arse, this is class. Class of the week is a Man United fan. Did you see Obertan and I think it was Bebe were texting when during the Wigan game? So he went to the training ground to show to protest it. It's basically, I don't know if you saw it, Giggs was sitting between the two of them.
Oh, yes, I did, yeah.
Wigan were, Man United were playing Wigan. Giggs was there studying the game, ready to come on if he needs to be. The other two that were on the bench were just tweeting or doing whatever they were.
Like Angry Birds or something. I mentioned it to
this Man United fan. Rocked up at the training ground. Overton's come out in his car. He stopped him. He said, "Oh, can I have your autograph?" He's handed him a pen and a sheet of paper. Overton signed it, and as he's gone to give it back, the bloke's just pretended to be on his phone, completely ignored him. So Overton sort of signed it, went to give it back to him. The bloke's turned his back on him and's been on his phone. He nearly drove off. But a rare bit of humour from a Man United fan. You don't see enough of that.
We're not very good at that. By the way, I've got a stand-up comedy gig coming up.
Yeah.
When?
29th of March. So, you know.
Where?
Right, comedy show on Stockwell.
Say something funny.
No.
Good.
What date is this? 28th?
29th.
Cheeky podcast, audio boo.
We could go down there and have a look. Is it midweek?
It's a midweek. It's Tuesday. I'll tell a joke about Craig Bellamy. It'll be great.
Excellent. And you can join our website, footballpodcast.co.uk. Email banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. Jim, you're on Twitter, are you not?
I am indeed, at Jim Staples.
And Mike, you're on Twitter, are you not?
I am, at Michael Coxon.
I'm at Simon Head, and Football Podcast is the other one. And we'll finish with a random fact of the week. Did you know that duelling is legal in Paraguay as long as both parties are registered blood donors?
Nice.
Fair enough.
See you next week.
Bye.